But I will show you how men make progress by the word. The word. If you have no word in your spirit, you can't go anywhere. Every promotion in the spirit comes with a scripture. If God wants to give you a genuine promotion, a genuine shift, He will send His word to you. He said, until the time that His word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Then, He said, the king sent for to lose him, even the ruler of the people. He made him lord of his house and lord of his substance to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. If your word does not come, you can never enjoy a shift. He said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their infirmities. One of the ways God shifts men is to send them a word. You can be in obscurity and suddenly God shows up and say, because I live, you shall see tomorrow. It's finished. You can be in obscurity and God sent His word to you and said, I am the maker of the heavens and the earth. You can be in poverty and God sent His word to you. The cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. It means your breakthrough has come. It will always take the word for you to enjoy a shift. And finally, it will take prayer. If you don't pray, you can't move. There is such a thing called patterns of the bloodline. A man doesn't move just because God bless him. A man moves because he's able to break controlling influences. That's what gives principalities authority over people. God can tell you, you will be an apostle to the nations of the world. If your family have a pattern of immorality, if you don't break it through consecration, even though God has spoken, you will never be. Because that addiction will become a weight. And the Bible says to put aside every weight that doth easily beset us so that we can run the race with patience. So you can't run with a weight. And so what principalities do is to put weights on bloodlines. And so there are certain bloodlines that they are liars. And God wants you to be a prophet, but your tongue is evil. How can you ever prophesy the counsel of God? And so even though the word of the Lord is hanging on you, your tongue will never let you manifest. And so for you to manifest, you have to build up in prayer. Because there is a place you'll pray to where there are coals of fire. That's where your tongue will be touched. And if your tongue is touched, it will be purged. When you come back, you can become a prophet. If you allow that weight on your life, the prophecy will be correct, but the manifestation will never come. The reason many never enjoy spiritual promotion is because they have patterns in their bloodline. They've not broken it. And so the devil deceives them to continue in secret iniquity, thinking they are smart. No, in the spirit, nothing is a secret. They say, we have come to an innumerable company of angels. There are billions of angels watching everything you do in the dark. They said, you have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. There is a company, a cloud of witnesses. You are the one who thinks you are alone. Everywhere you are, there are witnesses, both in the angelic and among the spirit of just men made perfect. And so if you truly want to be promoted, you will pay the price to align with the consecration of the mantle you are looking for. That's why before John can carry the mantle of Elijah, he must become like Elijah in the spirit. That's why you need to travel by prayer. What prayer will do for you is that prayer will cause you to come to the high places of the kingdom, where men are purged, where men are equipped, where men are refined. Because if that kind of refinement does not come, then you cannot host the waste of your destiny. He said that we groan that we may be clothed. We groan. Iniquity has covered our chambers. So we want to wear another kind of garment. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Spirit Himself helped. Because sometimes when you pray, your tongues will not be enough. Your fasting will not be enough. The Holy Ghost will have to come in to help you. He said the Spirit helped our infirmities with groanings that cannot be uttered. That's the refinery of the spirit realm. God will chisel you. He will reshape you so that you can align with the mantle of your destiny. Because some of you, the mantle you carry is purity. You can't wield it with adultery. The power of your destiny is hinged on purity. You can't wield that mantle with lust. No, until lust dies, the mantle won't speak. Some of you, the power you carry, it comes with alignment. Because you are a servant of a spirit. And the more you align, the more the doors will open. and for you to find the utterance of your destiny, you will have to travel by prayer. It is in the corridor of destiny that you will discover that talent is not enough. It's on the corridor of purpose that you will discover that human intelligence is not enough. Go to the street and find how many first class students are languishing in soul. You will see the helplessness of certificate, except the spirit breathes upon you. And he said, they that wait in the secret place of the Most High, they abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's when the Holy Ghost breathes on your certificate. I know a young man, very skillful footballer. They gave him a contract from Ajax around the 90s. That's when men like Kanwanko rose up. The day he was supposed to travel, somebody showed up in the dream and pulled his hand and the bone broke. He woke up with a broken hand. There was no time to treat him. The day the hand was like this. That was how Ajax's contract was cancelled. They didn't change it on paper. They changed it in the spirit. And so for a man to enter destiny, there are places he must go to in prayer. That's where David went to. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored. That is not a scripture to quote. That is a realm to enter. There is a realm called the realm of the still waters. There is a realm called the realm of the green pasture. Prayer will have to take you there. When you enter the realm of the green pasture, you will not lack energy for destiny. The stamina to fulfill destiny, you will receive it from the green pastures. Some of the scriptures we quote are not for quoting. They are the dimensions where patriarchs enter. And when you study the life of David, David was a man of the altar. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of God. David was the one that said, I'd rather be a gatekeeper in the house of God than to rule elsewhere. He said, the Lord teaches my hands to fight and my fingers to walk. He knew the spirit there. He was a traveler there. He walked there. He lived there. David was the only man that trained soldiers with psalms. When he wants to train a warrior, he carries his harp. And as he begins to travel with his harp, he begins to download sound from the spirit. And suddenly, the warriors of David, the world have never seen a type of them. He said, Anadoni the Esnite, who is also of the Tachomite. He said, he took a spear at one time and he slew a garrison. He said, Eleazar, the son of Dodo, he took a spear and he slew 800 men. He said, Shammah, the son of Agee. How did he train those men? There was no record that David went to a military school. But David knew the way to the spirit. How do you think Paul was so wise? He said, I knew a man many years ago. Whether he was in the body or out of the body, I can't tell. He said, but that man was carried to the third heaven. How did he journey those paths? He said, I thank my God because I pray in tongues more than all of you. Paul was one man. He prayed more than the whole church. That's why they traveled in the spirit. Oh, there was a time all the mighty men of David despised him. They wanted to stone him. And the Bible said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what Paul was teaching when he said, be anxious for nothing. He said, by all things, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request. There is a way a man can mount up with strength from obscurity by prayer. Where you don't need anybody to tell you who you are, you'll find yourself in the spirit. You want to pray for 1 minute before we leave here? You want to pray in the Holy Ghost? I tell you, the difference between men is the weight of their altar. The difference between men is the fire on their altar. The fire. Shadow. Jida. Pekakude. Tatua.